Taylor listened quietly while his defence lawyer, Courtney Griffiths, addressed the courtroom. Griffiths said the defence does not dispute the fact that terrible atrocities occurred in Sierra Leone, instead arguing that Taylor was not responsible.
We are here to defend a man who we say is innocent of these charges.
Taylor is accused of backing the Revolutionary United Front rebels, notorious for hacking off the limbs of civilians with machetes. He is also charged with the murder, mutilation, rape and enslavement of civilians, as well as the recruitment and use of child soldiers. He is not known to have ever been to Sierra Leone, but he is being charged as part of a joint criminal enterprise, a form of liability that places blame on the architects of severe crimes. The Special Court for Sierra Leone is holding the trial in The Hague in order not to upset the peace process in Sierra Leone. In May, defence lawyers said Taylor should be acquitted because there was no evidence he planned or instigated atrocities in Sierra Leone. But judges rejected that last month.
It must equally be recognised that this case has been played out over at least 6 years by the prosecution in the court of public opinion worldwide.
The defence team says it will call 256 witnesses, three times more than those called by the prosecution. A time period of about 4 years would be needed to hear such a high number of testimonies, but it's likely that only a fraction of those called will actually appear in court. The defence is also expected to claim that some of the testimonies heard by the prosecution were unnecessary or irrelevant. It will also question the stipends, expenses, and in some cases compensation, paid to prosecution witnesses. Observers say Taylor is taking the trial very seriously and that he has attended almost every session since it opened in January 2008. Tomorrow he will take to the stand and give evidence in his defence. Kate Thomas for VOA News in Dakar.